Cher. Cher has been a worldwide superstar for almost 50 years. An Academy Award-winning actress, Grammy winner, three-time Golden Globe winner, Cannes Film Festival Award winner, People's Choice Award winner, Broadway actress, singer, director, author, and humanitarian. Cher, a global icon, is busier than ever with several very exciting projects for 2013. Early life. Sherilyn Sarkissian, also known as Sherilyn Sarkissian-LePierre, Cheryl Sarkissian, Bonnie Jo Mason, Cleo and Cher Bono, was born in El Centro, California, on May 20, 1946. Her father was an Armenian truck driver, rarely present in her life, while her mother was an occasional model and actress. Jean Crouch, a.k.a. Georgia Holt, from whom she inherited her talent for acting and her unique looks that reflect her Cherokee ancestry. Her mother had several marriages and moved around a lot, so the singer's earliest years were anything but peaceful. She travelled around with her mother and even spent a little time in an orphanage when her mother could not take care of her. Among the many father figures she had, due to her mother's many relationships, actor John Southall had the most influence on her and her adoptive father, bank manager Gilbert LePierre. Thanks to John Southall, who is also the father of her half-sister, Georgianne Southall, Cher was introduced to the world of acting. Together with her half-sister, they were extras in The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, a television show at the time. Her talents were discovered soon. In fifth grade, she organized a group of girls and produced a performance of the musical Oklahoma, directing and choreographing the dance routines, and also acting the male roles and singing their parts because none of the boys wanted to participate. Gilbert LePierre, on the other hand, adopted her and her half-sister and enrolled them in a private school where she got a better education. However, she dropped out of school at the age of 16 because she had difficulties keeping up with the rest of the students. The free-spirited, creative teenager could not cope with the rules either. It was only 14 years later that she was diagnosed with severe dyslexia, which was probably the cause of her failure at high school. With Audrey Hepburn as her role model, having seen her in Breakfast at Tiffany's, she moved to Los Angeles with a friend and took up acting classes. To make a living, she danced in small clubs and introduced herself to performers, managers, and agents, already building towards her future career. Career. Cher's career began when she was 17, as a backup singer, when she met fledgling producer Sonny Bono. Together, they quickly hit the jackpot with their signature number one, I Got You Babe, in 1965, and their attention-grabbing hair and clothes, an early hint of Cher's subsequent influence on the world of fashion. Solo success followed with three more number ones in the early 70s, Half Breed, Dark Lady, and Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. At the time, she was becoming a TV sensation on the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, which captured the first of her Golden Globes. After the couple split in the mid-1970s, Cher went on to her own series, The Cher Show, where her revealing Bob Mackie costumes caused an outrage from the censors over her exposed navel. By the early 1980s, Cher was ready for a new challenge and turned her focus to acting. But it was an uphill battle for an untried actress, now in her mid-30s, to land roles. In 1982, she took a huge gamble in a Broadway production of Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean. But it paid off when director Robert Altman, upon seeing her performance, cast her in the movie version, leading to a Golden Globe nomination. That led to Silkwood in 1983, alongside Meryl Streep, followed by Mask with Eric Stoltz and Sam Elliott, which was directed by Mike Nichols. 4 years later, Cher starred in three films, The Witches of Eastwick with Jack Nicholson, Susan Sarandon and Michelle Pfeiffer, Suspect with Dennis Quaid and Moonstruck. Her role as the frumpy bookkeeper in Moonstruck with Nicolas Cage and Olympia Dukakis won her the ultimate Hollywood accolade, an Academy Award for Best Actress, as well as a Golden Globe and People's Choice Award. Cher had come a long way in the short 5 years since her Broadway debut. In 1987, she went back into the recording studio for the first time since the early 80s, beginning a more rock-orientated phase that led to such major hits as I Found Someone, We All Sleep Alone, If I Could Turn Back Time, and three multi-platinum albums in quick succession. In 1991, Cher starred in Mermaids, based partially on her own childhood and featuring her international hit version of the Shoop Shoop song, It's In His Kiss. In 1996, Cher co-executive produced and directed a segment of the controversial HBO abortion drama If Walls Could Talk with Demi Moore, Sissy Spacek and Anne Heche, once again earning a Golden Globe nomination for her acting. In 1998, Cher's 23rd studio album, the Grammy-winning Believe, was a critical and commercial smash, reaching number one in every country and selling 20 million copies. Believe made Cher the oldest woman at 52 to have a number one hit in the Billboard Hot 100 rock era. It also made her the only female artist to have top 10 hits in every decade from the 1960s to the 2000s. Believe became the biggest selling single ever in the UK by a woman and took her back to the top of the US charts for a month. The subsequent Believe tour was the most successful of her career, but it was eclipsed by the three-year, 325-show World Farewell Tour from 2003 to 2005, playing to more than 3 million fans, and captured on film in the Emmy-winning NBC special. It became the most successful tour by any female artist. Soon after, Las Vegas beckoned, and Cher at the Colosseum at Caesar's Palace ran for 3 years and almost 200 concerts before winding up in early 2011. Her latest upcoming album was celebrated with a first single, Woman's World, released this summer. Cher performed her new single on the final episode of NBC's The Voice on June 18th, which was her first live TV performance in over a decade. Meanwhile, her first new studio album in 12 years is scheduled for release on September 24th on Warner Brothers Records. Fans can pre-order Cher's new album on iTunes, Amazon, and Cher.com. Most recently, Cher co-hosted the TNT Women in Film series with Robert Osborne and produced the Lifetime show Dear Mum, Love Cher, which aired last month and is expected to be released on DVD later this year.